three plays are after big bucks, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Tamarkin.
Welcome to Press Your Luck. It is day two of back to school week, and that means we've got three brand new players from the high school set. We'll be trying to win the big bucks and show the whammy who's boss. So let's jump right into the excitement and find out a little something about each and every one of them, starting with Elliot Schaefer. All right, Elliot.
How are you, Peter?
Now, Elliot, where do you go to school?
I go to Tustin High School.
And you are a sophomore, junior?
What? I'll be a junior this year.
Be a junior. And you are a wrestler?
I'm a wrestler, 2-year wrestler.
Yeah? Let's go 2 out of 3. Come on, Elliot.
Okay, let's go, Adam.
Sit down. You'll pin me and I'll be embarrassed. Good to have you with us. You want to make some bucks, right?
I want to.
All right, let's see what happens.
Thank you.
Our second player is Jake Crawford. All
Hi.
Right, Jake.
Fine.
Where do you go to school?
I go to Artesia High, home of the Pioneers.
Pioneers. And you are in what class? What grade?
Right now I'm going to the 11th grade, sophomore, junior.
Going to junior, okay. And you are on the track team.
Oh, yes. I'm a sophomore. I was a sophomore during my track season, and I broke 2 school records.
All right, Jake. Wow, now we're on the whammies, that means. That's what you want to do here. Good luck.
Thank you.
Our third player is Christy Statz. How are you, Christy?
Fine.
You bring a cheering section with you, Christy?
I guess so.
What school?
From Bonita High School in Laverne.
In Laverne. And you want to go to college where?
San Diego State.
And have a good time in San Diego State. What do you want to do?
I want to get a marketing degree and then eventually go to law school to be a corporate attorney.
And make money.
Money. Big bucks.
All right. Well, let's start right here. You ready? Give me a buzzing answer, 3 spins. A multiple choice answer gets you 1 spin. Here goes the first question, gang. According to the Department of Health and Human Service, what fraction of students in grades 5 through 12 don't get enough exercise? Elliot.
1/2.
Is it 1/2, 1/4, or 3/4? Jake?
1/2.
1/2. What do you think, Christy?
I would say 1/2.
Well, the government says 1/2 those kids don't get enough exercise. Elliot goes to 3, Jake a spin, Christy a spin. Good start, gang. Here's number 2. Here's one all of you should be able to figure out. How old is the average college freshman? Christy?
19.
Is it 19, 17, or 18, Elliot?
18.
What do you think, Jake?
18.
The average college freshman is 18 years old. Elliot to 4, Jake to 2. Third question. You're still in there, Christy. Here we go. Here's a question that should be easy, but probably isn't. There are 13 stripes on the American flag. How many are white? Jake.
6.
Is it 6? 5 or 7, Elliot?
It's 6.
What do you think, Christy?
6.
The American flag has 6 white stripes. Elliot to 5. Jake to 5. Christy to 2. Well, I thought that one was pretty tough. Well done. Here's the last question. In an Italian restaurant, what should you order if you want an appetizer plate of assorted cheeses, cold cuts, and vegetables? Let's try multiple choice, gang. If you're right, you get a spin apiece. In an Italian restaurant, what should you order if you want an appetizer plate of assorted cheeses, cold cuts, and vegetables? Is it minestrone, antipasta, or fettuccine, Elliot?
Antipasta.
What do you think, Jake?
Minestrone.
Minestrone. Christy?
Minestrone.
You're getting soup, and Elliot's getting assorted cheeses, cold cuts, and vegetables. Yeah! Because it is antipasta. Elliot goes to 6. Jake stays at 5. Christy at 2. And you're going to get those spins turned in the bus when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be back with another 3 spins. More money up here than your combined allowances. We have over $13,000. We have some whammies. You don't want the whammies. You want the big bucks, right? The player who wins this round gets the most money in this round. It gets to play last in the final round. That's what you want. You know about passing remaining spins during your turn. If you have a fear of the whammy, 4 whammies will make you cry. Stay away from the whammies. Christy, you're first with 2 spins. Are you ready?
Yes.
Big
I'm
bucks.
Ready. Okay. Big bucks. No whammies. Come on. This one's for Missy. Stop.
Stop at 5 spins. Win the chip. 2 spins. $500, Christy.
Okay. Come on. Come on. This is getting intense. Stop.
Stop an electric typewriter. That's worth $350. That's $851 one spin. What do you want to do?
Something with the spin. I'm going.
You're going. Okay.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Big Bucks, no whammies. Stop.
Stop it. Big Bucks. $150. $2,100. First place, Christy. Well done. Let's see what Jake can do with five spins. Ready, Jake?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Come on now. Big bucks, no whammies. Big bucks, stop.
Stop. $650 for the Pioneer. Four spins. Second place, Jake.
Come on now. Big bucks, no whammies. Stop.
Stop at 650 more. 1,500. Double your bucks. 850. Three spins.
Come on, big bucks, no whammies. Trip-a-doo, stop.
Stop at 600 more. 1,900. Yes. 200 less than 50. Two spins, Jake. Best your luck or pass. Easy for them to say, Jake.
Yeah, they're not playing. I guess I'll go for it.
All right, let's see if you can get
come
some more.
Come on, big ones, please, no whammies. Stop.
Stop at a car stereo, Jake. Yep. That's worth $440 here at first plate for $2,342. 40 more than Christy. One spin, pressure left. Pass, it's yours, Christy.
All right.
2,100, one spin, here we go. Stop at binoculars, Christy. Those are worth $300, put you in first place by $60. Elliot, six spins. Here we go, up to you.
I'm ready. Watch a big box. No whammies, can't wait, whammies. Stop.
Stop.
Oh, I'm going to start.
He's a wrestler of sorts as well, Elliot. Five spins, one
whammy,
no dollars.
I'll do something with him. Here come on, go. No whammies, big box, let's go. Stop.
Stop at $300.
Ready, let's do something.
Fourth spin, right. Third place, $300.
Keep going, here we go. Big box, come on, big box, no whammies, stop.
Stop at $300 more, double your bucks to $600.
All right.
Three spins, third place, Elliot.
Keep going, here we go. Big box, no whammies, stop.
Stop at luggage. Elliot. That's worth $778. That's $1,378. Third place, two spins.
Keep going. I'll keep going. Let's go. No whammies. Big bucks. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $400. $1,778. Third place, one spin. Press your luck.
Press the left. Let's go with
looking
it.
For first place.
All right.
Big bucks. Big bucks. No whammies. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at 100 spins. $1,878. One spin left, Elliot.
Keep going.
Going again.
Keep going. Nothing to lose. Come on. No whammies. Big bucks. Big bucks. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at Disneyland, Elliot. That took Disneyland with $471. That means that Elliot, $2,349, Jake, $2,340, and Disney with $2,400. You have first place and the advantage. That's real close. We'll be back after this for a whole new round. Don't go away. This beats going to school, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured as much. All right, I'll give you some more questions. You give me some more answers. You think they'll match?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Then you'll get spins. What a deal. Okay. Here's a bit of a spelling bee. It's the title of a new movie, but what we want to know is, how many O's are there in the word cocoon? Jake.
Two.
Is the correct answer two, three, or four? Elliot?
Three.
What do you think, Christy?
Three.
The word cocoon has three O's in it. Elliot gets a spin and Christy gets a spin. Second one. Here we go. What girls' youth organization calls its youngest members bluebirds? Christy.
Girl Scouts.
Is it the Girl Scouts, the YWCA, or the Campfire Girls? Elliot?
The YWCA.
What do you think, Jake?
Campfire Girls?
Jake, you got it. It's the Campfire Girls. And Jake gets a spin. Number three, in the game of bowling, if it takes two balls to knock down all 10 pins, you've scored a what? Elliot?
A spare.
Is it a spare, a split, or a strike? Jake?
Spare.
What do you think
spare.
It is, Christy? Yeah, if it takes two balls, you scored a spare. Yeah. Elliot to four, Jake to two, Christy to two. Last one coming up. Tense up, gang. You eat pizza in an Italian restaurant. But in what kind of ethnic restaurant would you eat sushi? Christy.
Japanese.
All right. Is the correct answer Japanese, Chinese, or Filipino? Elliot?
Japanese.
What do you think it is, Jake?
Chinese.
You'll find your sushi in a Japanese restaurant. Elliot goes to five, Jake stays at two, and Christy goes to five. And that's it. Big Bucks coming up, so don't go away. These players are going to get some money. Money we have up there? What do you think? How much do you think's up there?
More than I can count.
Over $100,000. You may wind up with it. You never know. We've had it happen. One player one day won $110,000 in one day. So anything's possible. Yeah. Great prizes, all kinds of goodies. Stay away from the whammy. Player with the highest money is first, and it was close, but Christy with $2,400, you will play last. You earned it. And let's see, Jake with $2,340, you will play first with two spins. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's get some of those big bucks, Jake.
Come on now, big bucks, no whammy, that's it. A spin, please, big bucks.
Stop.
I want to get a picture of you losing your money. Say cheese.
Jake, how accommodating of you. Even smiled for him. What a nice guy. He left you with a spin for that smile. You want to go for it?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get some bucks.
Come on now. Big bucks. No whammy. The spin.
Stop at 750 and a spin. Yes. All right, left you with spin. Third place.
Yes.
Here we go.
Come on now. Big bucks. Spin. No whammy. Please stop.
Stop at 750 and a spin. Double your bucks. 1,500. Still have one spin, Jake. Go again.
Come on now, big bucks. Come on, trip. Big bucks. No whammies, please. Stop.
Stop at a video recorder and camera, Jake. That's valued at $2,345. You're in first place with $3,845. Let's see what Ellie can do with five spins.
All right, here we go. Big bucks. No whammies. I want to trip. Here we go. And stop.
Stop at 750 and spin. $3,099, five spins. Second place.
Here we go. No whammies. Big bucks and stop.
Stop at $800. $38.99. First place, four spins. Elliot, press your record back.
Keep going. Here we go. Want the big money. No whammies. Here we go. Stop.
Stop at a sailboat. Elliot. That's over $1,015. You now have $49.14. First place by over $1,000. Three spins.
I'm keep going.
All right.
Just keep going. Here we go. Big bucks, no whammies. Here we go. Stop.
Stop at $2,000 or lose one whammy. $2,000. You got it. $69.14. Two spins. Elliot, first place.
If I pass, are they going to Christy?
They go to Jake.
They go to Jake.
The next highest amount of money.
One more time. Here we go. No whammies, big bucks, here we go, and stop!
Stop at 5 and spin. $7,414. Pass, they go to Jake, two of them. Jake, are you ready?
Yes, sir! Big bucks, no whammies, and stop!
Stop at a pool table, Jake.
Yes.
That's worth $1,505, you're now up to $5,350, you have one spin left, you have to take, you're in second place.
Big bucks!
Stop!
I'm open! Throw me the bomb! Oh, no!
Oh, Jake, game's not over. No dollars, however. We go to Christy with $2,400 and five spins. Christy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Big bucks! Stop!
Stop at New York City, Christy. That trip to the Big Apple is worth $1,974. You're now up to $4,374. Second place, four spins.
Stop
it. Pick a corner. $1,400, $2,000, or lose one whammy, or Disney World. You don't get Disney World, you get to go there.
$2,000.
$2,000. You got it. $6,374. Second place, $13,000. About $1,100 less than Elliot. Three spins, Christy.
I'm going.
All right.
Come on, big bucks.
That's no bull. Christy?
I'm going to catch up.
All right, you have two spins left to do it. Are you ready for it?
No!
I'm ready for
All
it.
All right.
Stop
at $750. Christy, you have $750, you have one spin. If you can take that spin, you have to get something with an additional spin to get in the game. You can pass it to Elliot. If he whammies, you win.
I'm going.
Then go. Elliot, Christy, hang on. Give me a spin. Stop at Paris. That trip to Paris, Christy, is valued at $2,518. It is not enough, and Elliot is the champ today. $7,414. And we'll come back and talk to old Wrestling Elliot right after these words. $14. And Elliot, you get to hear the illustrious one. The dulcet tones are the one, the only Rod Roddy who tells you about your gifts. Rod, you go for it.
Okay, Peter. Elliot, you and your companion will celebrate Disneyland's 30th anniversary with passports to the happiest place on earth. Dinner at the Blue Bayou, dancing at the high-tech video palace, plus special 30th year souvenir gifts. And you'll be traveling there with limousines on the go, providing you and your guests with luxurious limo service from home to Disneyland in Orange County. It's the elegant way to go, limousines on the go. And, Elliot, you want a sailboat. 12 feet of feminine drama on the water, it lets nothing come between you and the water. The mini fish from AMF Alcourt. Elliot, you have won Skyway luggage. Practical, attractive luggage with wheels. Rugged nylon outdoor twist fabric featuring new coffee brown. Expandable capacity from Skyway. Those prizes totaling $2,264.
Yes.
Combined with the $5,150 in cash you won, gives you a grand total, Elliot, of $7,414. Congratulations.
All right, Elliot, well done. $7,414. And Jake and Christy, I thank you for being with us. I hope you had a good time.
Sure.
Good. All right. Now, in honor of Teen Week, I have some things I have to read here, but I have to put my glasses on. You know what I mean? The surf report for Zuma is 4 footers every 30 seconds. That's not the right thing. I do have a whammy poem, and it goes like this. It is from Reginald Nash, who's 12 years old, from Memphis, Tennessee. He writes in, I love watching the picture called Press Your Luck. You might hit a whammy or maybe big bucks. 5 times in a row, you hit big bucks, and then you said, I'm going to press my luck. Let me tell you one last thing. I love to hear those whammies sing. Thank you, Reginald. And I have one more here from Ellen Rose of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Whammy, whammy, hoop-dee-doo, it don't matter about you. I'm not afraid of you anyway. I won't have a press your luck day. So I'll just harass you with this little note. It's Peter Tamarkin who gets my vote. A pretty dude and an interesting babbler, an entertaining guy, not a dabbler. Keep on talking, Peter, dressed so dapper. You're my favorite professional rapper. Thank you, Mom. I'll send the $5 right after the show ends. Thanks very much. And well, that's it for today. But don't forget, there'll be 3 more young high school students here tomorrow looking for some help from the Whammy as they try to win a little tuition money for their college futures. So we'll see you tomorrow for more back-to-school excitement on Press Your Luck. Until then, this is Peter Tamarkin saying thanks for pressing your luck. Bye-bye.
Games on Celebrity Blackjack. 5 celebrities are left, but only 1 seat at the $100,000 championship table remains. Let it ride with
Billy Baldwin.
Push your luck with
John Melendez.
Double down with
Shelley Morrison.
Risk it all with
Rodney Peet.
And split aces with
Ben Stein.
It's the biggest deal on television. Celebrity Blackjack, Monday at 10, only on GSN, the network for games. GSN presents Street Smarts, the show that proves the streets aren't so smart.
Give me a country in South America.
Oh, God, this is killing me.
Africa. I cannot cheese everything.
Charmin-estic.
Street Smarts, weeknights at 11 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on GSN, the network for games.